the dark, I fed my dreams. Permaculture flows like sweet springs. I'm the daddy with the know-how seed. Creating the world like it's meant to be. Permaculture, P-I-O-V, I'm the king. Back to love in everything. Bring a change, making it last.
Welcome to episode 363 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where PIMP stands for Permaculture is my passion. The only Pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, practical living, and sometimes prostitutes.
Permaculture P.I.M.P. with soulful grace in the Pimpcast, where we find a place.
Oh yeah, good to be here with y'all. Yeah, we got a little impromptu episode, and these are always the best ones, especially when I got a pair of men coming on with me today. And folks, we're going to be dropping some information, a lot of cool information that everybody needs to know about. So this episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com.
Turn that pimp into a simp.
Wait, no, turn that silk.
We got him. Look, he's laughing. We got him so hard.
Oh, man. Look, his cheeks are turned. I didn't know you could blush.
Turn that simp into a pimp.
Yeah, y'all just simped me right here on my own show. Well, see, what did I tell you, folks? It's going to be wild today. Soil saviors. Okay, I'm going to do all the ads at the top of this show so everybody can chill out and watch these guys and gals, because it's going to be a good show and you guys are going to want to know about some of the information out there. If you're listening in live, remember, everybody checking us out, hit that thumbs up so they go ahead and start suppressing us immediately. Look, we know our biggest platform by far is our audio platform. But tonight, look, they got a party with a purpose out there in Kansas and we're going to talk about it. Soil saviors. Okay, you know about what it's doing out here in Kansas. I'm sorry, I don't live in Kansas. In Western North Carolina, all this junk out here, these forever chemicals, well, they're going away. And we're using not only our BioComplete compost, but also that soil savior product. If you want any, it's down below. Coming up, I'm going to be there. William's going to be there. It's going to be in Dallas, Texas, the Healing for the Ages Conference. And if you want discount tickets there, Perma will get you 30% off. I'm going to be out there. It's going to be something, especially for all you folks out there that are dealing with ailments that mainstream medicine doesn't have answers for. I'll leave that to your imagination. I'm on my second strike here, y'all, so I can only go so deep right now. Wave Watch. Look at this. Bam! Wearing it right now. One of the sponsors of this show. And if you want one, Billy 100 will get you $100 off that. And you know that whenever I'm around all this EMF, and by the way, they got EMF settings on this thing, so you can use that watch for not only what I use it for, which is typically anxiety. When I got to go into Asheville and be around a bunch of hoople-headed morons, it also has 1,000 settings on here where it can help you for so many different things, and EMF is one of them. So Wave Watch, Billy 100 will get you $100 off that. And then finally, almost finally, Redemption Shield, y'all. When I'm in here around all this EMF, I'm G'd up from the feet up, and that means grounded. So you know my bare feet are on this grounding mat right now where I'm getting all those great electrons that are heading, that are outside, going straight into my body. And then finally, EMP Shield. $50 off with promo code PERMA. Look, if things jump off, you're not going to the club, you're going home, at least if you're smart, or you're going to your bug out place, or you're going to someplace safe. But EMP Shield, if anything gets Kentucky Fried downstream from what you got on your house, they're going to cover you for 25 G's. Okay, with that said, y'all, okay, I got a pair of gentlemen along with a lady with them out there right now, and you're out in Kansas. And William's on his way right there, on his way there right now. I wish I could be there too, because I would love to wake up in the morning and go down and get some of that ball and breakfast you guys have out there. So, Midwest Business Project, what's going on?
Hey, good evening. How's it going, everybody out in the permaculture pimpcast world? This is Patrick Henry of the Midwest Preparedness Project, along with my ride or die, Mr. SSG Spags, our MC and VP of the MPP, along with Mrs. Christy Applesauce. I actually technically is hot sauce, because, you know, everybody likes a little hot sauce. Billy, you like hot sauce?
I've been known, bro. I had some a little bit ago, lit me up, bro. Only downside is these days at this age, bro, I eat the wrong kind of hot sauce. It'll clog me up like downtown Kansas City at rush hour. So I got to be a little bit careful.
I know Christy's husband, and I don't think she's that kind of hot sauce, but I don't want to, you know what? We're just going to leave that right there. Put a pin in it. How's it going tonight?
It's going great, man. It's always a joy to have you guys on here. I mean, you guys are always a riot. We talk about some serious things, but we also throw a little bit of fun in there as well. But speaking of that fun, I see you guys either you guys, okay, are dressed up and you're about to have a male review out there. I know you guys, ladies, I know first time we ever had Bobby on, we were getting all kind of marriage requests and stuff like that. Okay. I think he's okay. We had his wife on the second time he was on just to prove that she wasn't inflatable. So, these guys are out here, they're wearing vests. So either you guys are Chippendales dancers or you're one of the village people, or you got a festival going on. Which one is it?
Why can't we be all three? Why do you got to judge, Billy?
I am.
Yes, sir.
Now you're one of us. We're going to ship you a vest.
Yep. Now, we are having the 25th semi-annual Midwest Preparedness Project Fall Festival, and it is kicking off as of this morning, and this place is packed already.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not at all surprised, man. I mean, you guys, I've told everybody, if you want to know how to do community, you got to go to Midwest Preparedness Project. You got to see how it's going out there. I mean, you guys have so many people that are doing so many wonderful things. A lot of them I've known and I've met. And honestly, I'm just envious that I can't be there. So, before we get going on, why don't we tell everybody where it is, how long it's going, because there's going to be people that can stick to part of this and not all of it. So why don't we give them the basics?
Yeah, we started today. We're out here at Rockhaven Equestrian Park. It's at Clinton Lake in Kansas, which is kind of halfway in south between Lawrence and Topeka, just south of I-70. It's a main thoroughfare to get here, so there's no excuse. We started today. The classes and all of the events with the children and the adults start tomorrow. We have three classes that are adult, three events that are children. At some point here, we'll let Christy jump in and talk about the kids' events, because that's really the heart and soul of what we do is. And you've seen it, Billy, the difference between Midwest Preparedness and virtually every other festival out there is that most of the festivals are just event-oriented. Event, 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 speaker, 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 and a bunch of vendors. We've got like 9 vendors, maybe 10, and we only have 3 speakers a day. And this way we feel as though we're not making wives and husbands compete with who gets to go to the event or whether they bring their children to the event. The whole concept here is we are your preparation destination. We can be your vacation for the year if you want it to be. It's a week-long camping event out here in God's precious country, where everybody gets included and everybody gets to do the cool stuff.
Amen.
Cool. What's how's the weather out there for the people that are almost certainly going to travel to this?
It's great. It's sunny. Beautiful. Right now, partly cloudy. It rained Tuesday, but it's been clear ever since.
Yep. Forecast looks like it's going to be nice and clean. I think the lows are in the upper 50s, highs in the low 80s, upper 70s. It's perfect weather to come out and camp. Just spend the day. You can come for one day. You can come camp one night, or you can stay the entire time. Have a good time.
So in terms of, so you got a whole family that goes out there, and people have more time than money these days. So what's the cost of this event, and how would people, are there camping arrangements, or how is that typically done there?
Yes. It is free to attend. We do not charge admission to our event. We do not charge a fee to camp. The only thing we had to charge for this year, because we changed our location due to unforeseen circumstances, is we have 10 spots that are RV electrical hookups that we had to pay $100 for the week. And so all we're doing is saying, if you want one of these, it's going to cost you the exact same $100 it cost us.
Yep. Now, actually, Billy, the entry to get here, it's the most expensive cost of anything, any value of any currency exchangeable in the world. And that currency is time. It's going to cost you time. And your time is worth something, but out here, that time is priceless, because the people that you will spend time with, the knowledge that you will glean, the relationships that you will build, and the fellowship that you will partake in, it is priceless too. So really, I mean, it's a modicum of transition. What do you really want to spend your time on? Watching, like, you know, your favorite, like, pimp on the internet? Or out here hanging out with your favorite pimp in a yellow vest doing the YMCA dance later this evening?
I'm not wearing a yellow vest.
There you go. Hey.
Well, I guess you'd be like the madam.
There. Oh yeah, we got to always have a queen bee. But remember, PIMP stands for permaculture is my passion. So all the folks out there that may be feeling like, oh gee, I want to get so offended on this. I think I've already ran those off, but if we have any in the house, that's what it stands for. So, man, you guys always have a lot of wonderful things going on. What do you have for kids this year? I mean, I remember the first time I'd seen it, you had this like father-daughter or father-son type thing where you guys were building birdhouses and stuff like that. I thought it was the coolest thing. Yep. What do you got going this year?
Okay. So tomorrow we're going to start off with kites decorating and flying. And then we're going to do a splash pad, kind of water gun fights, and then some needle felting, which is a new thing I just learned how to do today. I only stuck myself with a needle once. It's for the older kids. And then tomorrow we're going to do some archery. I do a human scavenger hunt, which forces the kids to go out and talk to some adults, get them to sign off on various things. We're going to do some kayaking in the afternoon. Hold on. Movie and popcorn in the evening. And then Saturday we've got pumpkin carving or painting for the little ones, or whoever likes to paint. Fire challenge, and then the blanket challenge. So the fire starting challenge, the kids have to, they can work in teams and they have to get their fire to a certain height. The first one that burns through the twine is declared the winner. And we do that all without, you know, like lighters, cheating things.
No so, accelerants, no fuel.
And yep. you can't lift your fire off the ground to make it burn faster. You have to keep it on the ground and build it up. And then the blanket challenge is the classic my son came up with, where everybody sits on a blanket and they have to be quiet and bored for as long as possible. Last man standing wins.
Okay. There's a tactic I need to start employing around here.
hey, it works, Billy. You've never seen anything till you've seen 60 kids all sitting on a blanket going.
Trying to like make funny faces to like get other kids to trip up. It's the most cutthroat quiet thing you've ever seen.
The coolest thing I've ever seen happen is one year it got down to like four kids. And then somehow, I don't know how they worked it out, but they worked it out so that they all spoke at the same time and they split the prize.
Wow. We got Tammy asking online, what movie are you going to be watching for movie night?
I'm planning on the Trolls movie right now. It's kind of a classic, and you got the little prepper dude in there, and it's something that all ages could like.
So. I love the prepper troll in the Trolls movie. He's hilarious.
No, I'm really digging it. So what about for the big kids out there? I mean, I thought it was just, I mean, the last time I was there, man, I was like, man, I wish there was stuff like this when I was a kid. And it was so cool to watch even the older kids, like the, you know, more adolescent type age. They were out there. They weren't playing on their phones. They were actually out there interacting with one another, which I can't even believe seems strange these days. They were actually hanging out, doing what kids in junior high and maybe early high school would do. It was just cool to see them just hang out and do their thing, man. Yeah. So I imagine these guys are going to kind of find their own way doing things. But as far as the adults, what do you have planned out there for them?
Well, we called this one the Fall Festival on purpose. It's kind of a play on words, obviously. It's the fall season. It's the harvest season. It's, you know, it's the end of the year where everybody's, you know, harvesting their gardens, getting finished for the year for some people with their hobby gardens, and farmers are getting their final harvests here in the next few weeks. So we played off that theme, and every class we have has something to do with what comes from the earth. So Thursday, we're going to have how to make handmade soaps and things of that nature, which don't contain all of the horrible ingredients that your store-bought stuff does. We're going to have a gal come out who's a an expert in making tinctures. We're going to have her talk about tinctures and medicinal plants. We're going to have some classes about how to make the most of your harvest, how to use your extra cucumbers and zucchinis to make certain kinds of long-term food, yep. Like wheat. Yep. Like there's something you can do with zucchinis where you can make zucchini flour or something to that effect. How to take your extra cucumbers and make faux pineapple, and then you can jar it and all this stuff. We have people talking. Your son William is going to do two classes for us. He's doing one on Friday about how to get the most out of the final parts of your harvest, and then he's talking about on Saturday how to raise your chickens and pigs on your property for free. Who am I missing?
Crunchy Marmalade.
We have Garen from Grumpy Acres going to come out and do a dairy class on how to make cheese and butter and all that kind of stuff.
Callie
won't be teaching this year.
Oh, she's just depending. Yeah, that's right.
So she'll be out here for a little bit. But then we have Sean from Crunchy Mama Farms, who you met out here that one year. He's going to come out and do a 3-hour presentation with half a pig and show how to do butchery, how to do cuts, and how to do long-term salt preservation of that animal. Cool. Yeah, so it's going to be all about food, all about health, all about natural remedies, and all about proper procedures on your farm and your homestead and with a permaculture mindset.
Yep. Now, what about in the evening? I know the last time we played that game. Is that still like a regular activity here, Patrick?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of the sponsors of the Midwest Preparedness Project is Practical Survival. It's one of our longtime buddies, JD Dutra. Bobby's like been hooked up with JD for a hot minute. We do Without Rule of Law around the campfire Friday night, right around sundown. And if you guys don't know what Without Rule of Law is, it's the card game that keeps you guessing whether or not your buddy is going to, you know, kill you over your last can of cream corn, or whether or not, you know, you're all going to be able to survive the zombie apocalypse together. And it's a fantastic betting game. We have fun with it. But really and truthfully, the ultimate answer is not 42. It's shoot them in the face. Because inevitably, that's what everyone says during Without Rule of Law. Like, if I don't know the answer, it's just automatic shoot them in the face. That's not my answer. That's the general crowd's answer or the consent. Yeah, it's probably my answer. But anyways, that's a great game. We play Without Rule of Law around the campfire, Billy.
And that was cool, you know, to see the kids even involved in that game. When I was there, there was one little boy, and he was blowing my mind. I mean, that's the one of the most magical parts of it, I thought, is seeing these kids interact with adults, at least at the Without Rule of Law, and they're every bit as involved with the whole thing. I mean, it's making them think outside, you know, these four walls. But man, it's such a joy to be in a place where not everybody is on their doggone phones, man. It didn't used to bother me as much as it does now, but man, it's just so cool. Yeah, you got to get on it from time to time and do what you need to do, but nobody, you don't see people sitting down at a table. At least I didn't see it there. And how many times have you been to a restaurant where you see a table full of name and everybody's on the phone? Nobody's interacting. Well, it doesn't happen there. And for all the people out there that are thinking, well, man, well, I feel welcome. I might have to go by myself. Am I going to be safe? Why don't you guys address some of those things?
We had yesterday a couple of vehicles come in early, and it was two young gals. I would guess that they're either
12.
Right. Like I would guess that they were at least late high school or early college, because they were driving together. They both had a Baofeng. They were convoying in here.
Wow.
And they just came in and set up a tent, set up a hammock right next to the tent. They built their own fire. And I mean, they're two young girls all by themselves. And so we all went up, made them feel welcome. We introduced ourselves, told them what was going to be going on, where all the events are going to be. And now I've seen them walking around interacting with people that they didn't know yesterday. And now they're talking.
Yep.
So you will feel very safe here. We have on-site security, overnight security,
cameras, all the things.
We've got cameras. We're logging, you know, what's going on with the kids constantly. Christy has all these safety measures in place to make sure that the kids are accounted for all the time. Just come out and check it out. Trust me.
You know, there's people that attend this thing, Billy, from all over the country. We have Texas, Minnesota, Tennessee, Carolina. I mean, like, people come from all over, and it's always the same thing. Like you said, they don't know what to expect, but once they get here, like my friend Kim over here, it's a first time, long time listener, first time caller. They're like, wow, all right, this is kind of neat. These people aren't as weird as I thought they were, or maybe we're just alike, you know?
No, that's, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just said, come and see. Check it out. You'd be surprised how friendly people are here.
I was blown away at how many people came from so far away. So that naturally leads to the next question. I mean, we want to get as many people to Clinton Lake there. And honestly, if you want to go into Lawrence and, you know, check that place out, there's some decent places to eat there. If you want to get, you know, go out and sit down to a regular meal or whatever, or at least there used to be, I don't know what it looks like now, but, you know, you do have Lawrence pretty close. So, yep. And folks, depending. So if you don't want to sleep on the ground, if you don't want to sleep in a tent or whatever, I mean, how long a drive would it be for them to commute back and forth from
20 minutes?
Yeah. Okay.
20 minutes. And if they don't even want to come camp, if they just want to come day trip and check out the classes and the events, we're going to have, starting tomorrow, food vendors on site with really good street tacos and funnel cakes and snow cones and all kinds of stuff.
Yep. Okay, that's even better. So, but there are a lot of people out there that necessarily, like, you know, I've done so much camping, as it were, in the military, that if I never do it, I'm cool. So, you know, there's going to be a number of people that, or maybe have bad backs or whatever. And just, so folks, just to let you know, so there's going to be a number of people, I'm sure, that are going to want to know that you can be as off the grid as you want to with this thing. So I understand you're at a new location. So for the folks that don't know, what's different?
Okay. So where our old location was is about 15 minutes northwest of where we are, where you came and saw us up on that peninsula. If you just drive south, east, and a little bit further north, you're right there. It's, as the crow flies, 4 minutes, but because of the road going through, it's about a 12-minute drive, I think.
Still south side of the lake.
Still south side, yeah.
This is an equestrian park, so, I mean, we'll have horses out here, all kinds of things. There's a guy bringing his horses out tomorrow. It's a pretty cool park. There's so much more room for activities. We're going to be doing karate in the garage later.
Christy, you went down to the, how are the trails?
So the trails are fairly clear. Like, they're easy to walk through and such. I did notice a little bit of poison ivy going down there, so be careful if you do. But and also there's a really steep area where there's like big rocks you have to kind of work your way down. So you know, definitely if there's like some handicapped issues, you probably wouldn't want to navigate it, but you know, young kids would love it.
Yeah.
And when you get all the way down there, there's like a little beachy area that you can go out and throw rocks and find cool rocks and stuff on.
Nice. So.
Yep. Very cool.
This thing just seems to be getting better and better every year. So for all the people out there that are thinking, okay, I can't necessarily make it to Kansas, I know we'll circle back to what you guys are doing here, but I got to address this. So people are going to hear this and think, man, this sounds like, you know, as awesome as it gets. I mean, how do I get something like this going where I live? Let's say it's a person that lives in rural South Carolina or Florida or out west. I mean, how did you even start doing this? Where was your beginning point? Because I know I've had a number of people reach out to me and say, man, I would love to do something like this. I mean, where do I start? So what advice would you give them?
I'd give them advice by just saying start. The only way to start is to start. And so really it's just a matter of getting out of your comfort zone and then finding other people like yourself and then putting a thing together. This originally started as just a couple of people sitting around a campfire thinking to themselves, saying, how cool would it be if we could get more people to come out and do this? And then the next thing you know, we're all wearing yellow vests and doing work, right? So we recently commissioned the newest addition and chapter of the Midwest Preparedness Project. We've got chartered agencies or chartered groups now that we just started in Lee's Summit, Missouri. We're doing mutual assistance group meetings in Topeka. And that's kind of how this thing grows. That's how I see it and envision it growing. I'm hoping at some point in time, we'll have a Midwest Preparedness Project charter in Asheville. Asheville, maybe Montreat College or somewhere in that area. That might be cool. like have a pimp cast sign in the background, all the things. You never know, right? But that's just exactly how it is, Billy. Get out of your comfort zone, come out and meet some other people like yourself and just start doing the thing. And if you want some help, Bobby and I help people all the time. We're part of this thing called the Great American Preparedness Tour, where we partner with other organizations like ourselves in the preparedness or self-reliance space. And we do this thing, three times a year?
There's three events on the tour right now. Kentucky Sustainable Living, Self-Reliance Festival, and Midwest Preparedness Project. Yeah. In fact, next weekend, Nicole is hosting Self-Reliance Festival, which is the final event on the Great American Preparedness Tour 2025 season. And I will actually be packing up from this and getting in a car and heading to
Camden, Tennessee
to MC her event as well.
Oh, cool. I'll have to find out I need to really reach out to everybody and make sure I, you know, kind of promote all this stuff, because there's so many people that really, really want to be involved. Now I got to ask, I mean, has the attendance, I'll not to get political or anything, but typically what I've observed is that whenever there's a Democrat in office, these preparedness groups grow like nobody's business. And then when there's a Republican, they seem to acquiesce. I mean, what have you noticed regarding some of the gatherings that you've been to?
We have noticed that our show tent seems to be the one that still grows. I've got a lot of friends in a lot of states who do a lot of shows, and they've all told me the same thing, that again, we get our great hope, and next thing you know, everyone seems to relax and they're not worried about it. And yeah, a lot of the preparedness and homesteading shows tend to wane or wax during times of conservative or even semi-conservative leadership, which is honestly just the silliest thing, man, because Bear Independent was here last spring and he was giving a talk and he said the Fantastic. Greatest thing he ever said, I've heard someone say in one of these talks, he's like, okay, cool, we're watching the Russians and the Ukrainians. Okay, cool, we're watching the deep state. But you know what? The greatest threat comes from the sky. And at the end of every tornado, I've never seen the Russians. And at the end of every hurricane, I've never seen the Illuminati. It's always been weather. That's your biggest threat. The biggest threat you're going to see every single week of your life. So there's no reason you should be basing your preparations on politics in the least. But yeah, a lot of them die. We're very blessed. Ours has not. Record numbers in the spring. And I think we're going to have record numbers this fall.
Yep. Well, I'm not at all surprised. I mean, you guys have done it. I mean, you've made it, you just feel like family there, you know, and it's like what I've noticed also, it felt like a reunion vibe almost. where it's like some of those folks that I met, the last time they were there was the prior event. And it's like, they came out, could you do this twice a year? And it was like it was just cool, so cool to watch. I mean, see everybody interact with people, and it was almost like a reunion. That's the vibe I got. And weather was perfect. And man, I wish I could be there with you guys. Maybe
2026.
Yeah, yeah. If we still manage to have an Earth.
Hey, come on now, come on, man. The Atlas Comet, Project Blue Beam. They're gonna, you know. Aliens are going to come get us all in peace. Hey, you know what? There's the family that you're born with, Billy, and then there's the family that you choose. And that's what the Midwest Preparedness Project is. It's the family that you choose. It is a reunion. I look forward to seeing my buddy, Zeg, who's in the Witness Protection Program. I look forward to seeing Terry and Tamara and Todd and all my friends, all my lovely friends, because we do. We have a hard time, you know, in our day-to-day lives. We forget that in and outside of worrying about the Russians, worrying about Chicken Little and the sky falling, that the greatest threat we ever face is not reaching out and touching our friend. And it being the last time, like that analogy. See what he's doing there? I love you too, Bobby.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That analogy that, you know, once upon a time, you and your buddies rode your bikes and parked them in the yard for the last time. And that next day you didn't know it was going to be the last time you'd see them dudes.
Yeah, that's a very good point. With all the crazy things going on right now, it's just really cool that you guys have such a community. And it's cool to see what extends beyond that community, where you have people like Darren and a number of others that, let's say somebody needs help fixing a car. Well, there's somebody there that can help. You guys have mutual assistance groups where, okay, somebody needs a house built. Okay, you get a gang over there and you do that. And it's so cool. It's like an Amish group without the uniforms.
Well, I mean, speak for yourself.
our moms dress and shop for our clothes in the same place.
Yeah, I was looking at Patrick's shirt. I was like, man, is he about to be shot out of a cannon or what? I don't even know where you find a shirt that color.
So I don't know if you can see this shirt, but this is my SpongeBob and Patrick shirt.
Because,
you know, Bob and Patrick.
Ah, I gotcha. Okay, so then we got Sandy over to the left there.
Sandy, you already know. This is our squirrel mom. She wrangles all the
cat squirrels.
Yeah, she does. Man, see what you did there? You drew it. You locked it all down.
Full pulled
it all
together.
Yep.
So what's the long-term vision for Midwest preparedness? I mean, are you guys going to continue to expand, stay regional? I mean, I know you want to have chapters out and about, but, you know, for the one you have there, is it ultimately to find a piece of private property that you can probably go to the full extent? Because as I understand it, like if you're going to do processing, what really shuts down a lot of the events that I go to, and it sucks for me because when I teach butchery classes, I want to show them how to dispatch the animal. Well, it's not doing me any good if I'm on public property, because now I got to bring it in already dead. So in terms of expansion, where do you see this thing going?
Yeah, Billy, that's a fantastic question. You know, we all partner with each other to make this thing grow and to expand it into the next level, the next evolution. And the way that we talk about it inside our cursory discussions from our operations meetings standpoint, we all have different components than that. When we come together, we form Voltron, right? And so like Christy, she leads up our pastoral services. She leads us in prayer service in the mornings. She does a prayer group. You know, Bobby, obviously, he's like the muscles and the sinew. Like, he's the thing that makes the robot do its thing. Like, we all have this part. And the way that we talk about it, we would love at some point to partner and grow into a facility, like you said, where we have our own grounds. We're not moving this thing around. We have a destination that is set up for all those things, for different services, different workshops, different classes, events, you name it, the whole nine yards. We're working on that. We just got our 501c3 squared away. We just got our tax exemption squared away. We're talking with some big investors to do some of those things and make some of those moves. And long-term vision, Billy, we want to have you and William as like permanent fixtures coming out once a year on one of the cycles and being, you know, absolutely the rock stars that you guys are, and then sharing your light with the rest of the world like that city on a hill that can't be hidden.
Man, I like the way you guys roll, man. I know I love it out there. I went out there. The thing that sucks for me is, you know, I grew up in the Midwest, and I'm used to seeing the sunrise and the sunset every single day. Well, where I live in the mountains right now, I do love the mountains. Don't get me wrong. I can't see either. So, I mean, if you're not at the top of the mountain, you're not going to be able to see either. And it's just a beautiful, magical setting back there. And it was sort of evocative to me of just a wonderful place. You know, the lights go down, and then all of a sudden, man, we had some entertainment. We got fire being thrown around the place. Is he going to be doing that this year?
Maybe. Caroline's son is back in town, and so they're going to be doing a lot of family-based stuff, but they are planning to come out for a couple of days, at least Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know how late they're going to stay, but getting back to what you mentioned earlier about nighttime events, we do still have Barter Town, and we have Grumpy Seed Exchange. So Friday and Saturday nights, there are cashless
organization events
that go on, where the only two rules are no fiat currency and nothing that gets me arrested. So we're going to have those barter events going on as well in the evenings. And the kids, Christy has gotten those kids so used to being involved. There was one year they were like around the campfire making s'mores and then walking into the Barter Town tent trying to trade off s'mores for somebody's Glock magazine or something.
Yeah, silver rounds. It was crazy.
I got to ask Christy, hey, after the end of this event, I mean, for a lot of people, myself included, it takes a very special person to do certain jobs and everything, and clearly you must have a calling for it. But honestly, that would require me to sit in front of a counselor's couch for quite a while. How do you manage all this? Do you have a crew of people to help you out, or are you able to do this?
Well, I have my right hand helper. Tamara's right over there.
Say hi, Tamara.
She's a school nurse. So if we have any medical emergencies, she is right there ready to help. She's always giving me, you know, ideas as we're going through some things sometimes, things I've forgotten. I've got lots of people that run, even teenagers, they're like, hey, Christy, what do you need me to do? And they'll run, get things for me. So at this point, I've just kind of gotten a reputation for, you know, she really needs help. So we're going to go check on her every once in a while. And then people are handing me things. I had one year, it was like the day after camp out, and I already had all these people offering to do kids activities for the next camp out. So I already had my schedule pretty much figured out at that point, because people just kind of know. So it's pretty easy when you have a community like this, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Wow. Well, it's so awesome. I got a comment here. Some of these others that are asking about Nathan Reynolds, I don't have an update on any of that right now. You can find Bin Laden easier than you can find him right now. So I don't have a update. Red Flyer Media says William's presentation was fantastic last spring. Even Joel Salatin was impressed. So,
yes,
so I know he'll bring it. Yeah, and I'm sure he's excited to be up there and hanging out with you guys. So, yeah, man, that's it's so awesome. So what? Yeah,
I drove Joe Salatin to the airport on Sunday at the end of our event, and he was singing William's praises, saying that William has probably the best potential of any up and comer in this industry.
Hey, man, that dude, you and Michelle raised one right. I'm telling you right there.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's it goes back to honestly what you're doing right there. We raised him to be an autodidact, meaning self-taught. And, yes. You know, it's what Christie's out here doing with these kids. And this is what I find so fascinating is that these kids are these days are so tied into video games and all the other things that are happening. It just I'm tickled pink seeing that they're going to be doing activities that a lot of these kids these days. I mean, I grew up doing. I was already exposed to it. But, you know, with the way life is right now, with mom and dad both having to work two jobs, it's so awesome to hear, man, they're going to be out there, you know, they can interact with the water, they can interact in the environment, you know, being able to start fires and stuff like that, that are considered taboo in most cities, you know, and it's just a joy to see that that's actually going to unfold there. So that's, you know, instead of sending him off to college, we sent him off to Australia to learn under the very best in Australia. So yeah, once we found out what his passion was, you know, we turned him into an autodidact, and then he's kind of off on his own thing. So it's kind of cool when you raise a son that can retire at the age of about 25. So,
yeah.
Well,
so when I said your money where your mouth is, and it's a testimony to raise them up as the way, you know, in the way that they should go, right?
Right. And when they are old, they will not depart from it, as the good book says. So, yeah, I mean, not to say that we all don't make our zigs when we should go zag, but that's part of learning and part of growing up. So,
wait, did you say zig instead of zag?
Oh my goodness! There.
Oh man, he's already getting his name changed in the witness protection program. It's cool.
Yeah. Oh, hopefully he's not driving down the road and say, "What did he just say?" I know.
Oh, he's sitting right here.
Oh, he's here.
Yeah, he's watching. Yeah.
Oh, He's wearing his Pimpcast We're All Billy Now shirt.
My nitrogen fixer. You know what it really means.
My nitrogen fixer.
Oh, man. I didn't know if tell him.
We're all getting canceled.
Tell him we hijacked his channel because it's playing over there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, man, what else? So, once again, because for the people that are coming in right now or the people that got to drop out early, because you got to do this several times throughout a program, tell them time, place, give them grid coordinates, yeah. The whole nine yards. How do they get there?
Yep. If you go on to MidwestPreparednessProject.com, there are map drops. If you go to our Facebook page, all social media of the same name, Facebook.
Uh-oh.
First event. Or was set up and people coming in. And then for the rest of the week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, three classes a day, one evening event, and 3 to 4 children's events each day as well. So it's here at Rockhaven Equestrian Park at Clinton Lake, halfway between Topeka and Lawrence, just south from I-70. It's very easy to find. And once you're here, you won't miss it. There's banners. There's a big top tent. We have displays
signs down the road.
Yeah, there's signs down the road directing you in. If you're a prepper and you can't find this place, you need a new compass.
Well, sorry, Kim.
Oh my goodness. So, you said there was someone else you wanted to bring on. Was there? You said
No. We asked one other guy, but he's busy at the moment. He can't make it up here. So, yep. I think we've got who we're gonna have.
Do you guys still have that one old boy coming out where I couldn't even – I saw Patrick when I got up the next day. Man, he's got, like, a plate full of breakfast.
Oh, Terry, yeah.
Yeah, Terry's over here. Yeah. Yeah, Terry and the coolest dog in the history of dogs, yeah, Jasper.
Yep, Terry. He always cooks breakfast for everybody and Free Will just right there. And people come up and get his pancakes, his world-famous pancakes. And
eggs
and sausage.
Yeah, it's usually Zeg and – Terry and a handful of other people. Like I said, we're all volunteers now, just out there slinging food, man, and doing the fellowship thing.
No, man, I was sitting here thinking, I was like, man, I pulled up there. I was like, okay, I don't see any food trucks or anything. I see Patrick coming out there, folks. I couldn't even believe all on one plate.
Two-hander.
He had pancakes, he had biscuits and gravy, eggs, sausage. If you wanted it, I was like, where'd you get all this? He's like, yeah, man, this old boy down the way is doing it all. I was like, man, you talk about a wonderful community. And everybody else out there was helping everybody else. And it was just a wonderful, cool hangout, be chill kind of time, man. Nobody's tripping. Nobody's acting up. So, but yeah, somebody's going to ask, you know, have you had any interactions And the reason I'm asking this is that years ago, I don't think they even have it anymore. Around Clinton Lake, they had the Wakarusa Music Festival, which was voted like number one festival, music festival in the world for like 2 years running. Then the cops came and they messed it all up for everybody. Any of that kind of thing going on there, or is it?
No, we have a very vigorous security team. Christy's husband, Kevin, actually is our head of security. We have daytime patrols, nighttime patrols. The rumor is that there might be guys in the wood lines and ghillie suits overwatching everything. Not a rumor. Zeg walks around with his attack dog Bailey. So yeah, we're safe, and we have a very good working relationship with the Army Corps of Engineers. In fact, they've told us on numerous occasions that they wished every event that rented these places out was us. They would take us 50 times a year and let no one else do it because we leave it better than we find it. We police up our trash. We have a set of rules that governs the community while they're here so that no one oversteps their bounds. Everyone's safe.
What did he tell you the other day about y'all really are prepared for everything?
Yeah, we really are prepared for everything. He came out one time to look at the bathroom and needed a pair of pliers, and someone handed him a pair of pliers, you know. So
handle our own toilet paper.
Yeah, we have our own toilet paper.
Soap dispensers. So we do it all.
We try to keep the tax burden low for the local people, and we do it all ourselves. And we're very good friends with I guess you would call the local authorities, the park rangers. They love us.
So this is definitely not Burning Man.
Where
you guys are gonna
the power is not gonna go out in your orgy tent here.
Ooh. Well, and if it does, I feel sorry for your friend.
Yeah. Well, that ought to be interesting. But I got, you know, on a serious note, I do have to ask, because I think this is what differentiates you guys and gals, I think, from every other community group like this in terms of preparedness that I've ever seen before, because I got to ask, how do you balance the prepper mindset along with making it family friendly and welcoming? Because I think I've been beating my head against the wall for years now, just trying to figure out what makes it so different out there. And I don't know how you do it. And I think I'm able to formulate the question. So how do you balance that prepper mindset with at the same time making it family friendly? Because up until this one, I don't think I've ever seen the two go together so well.
It's at the center of everything.
I think you should take that one, Christy. What do you think?
What's at the center of everything we do out here?
I don't know. Well, everybody, like I said, people are constantly coming up to me and handing me things like, could you use this for the kids? You know? People get it here in the Midwest that the kids are the future of any organization. Mm-hmm. If you don't value the kids, then when they grow up, they're like, no one ever cared about me when I was a kid. So why should I care about this now?
Right.
So, you know, we invest in our kids here. That I was one of the first, I think my program was one of the first to get a budget.
Yeah, it was.
It was the first program to get a budget.
So we've always just said, here's some money, go do what you get, whatever you need to get for the kids.
Yep.
Make this fun for them, and it'll bring the families in. So, and then we just pick interesting classes that the adults kind of are interested in, but that's almost a secondary
thing. It's almost secondary at this point, you know? Yeah. Think about it, prepping should be a family affair. Mm-hmm. Prepping should always lead to homesteading, and homesteading is not something where you as a guy go out and grind your fingers to the bone and then die, and then the homestead gets sold off so the family goes and lives in the city. Prepping should always be a family affair. It should always involve your children. It should always involve your spouse. You know, I like to say this ain't your daddy's prepper show. This isn't the place where a bunch of white guys with beards sit around a fire bitching about Barack Obama all day. We have better things to do, and that's because we have children and we have wives and we have husbands and we care about something more than just complaining about, oh, the way it is. You know, we've left that old mindset behind out here, and we do things much differently.
Billy, we balance that with the mantra that is at the core of the Midwest Preparedness Project, and that's having a stab at faith, family, and fellowship being at the center of everything we do out here.
Yep.
We find that, again, that razor edge, and we ride that line because, again, you have three people sitting up here and those spirits of faith, family, and fellowship sitting right here in front of your audience tonight. And so with that in mind, that's really what we bring to the table. All of the people that come out here, like I said, we were all not wearing yellow vests once upon a time. And every year we add two or three more people stepping up to heed the call, people wanting to be a part of this magic of what's going on behind the scenes. Because like you said, it's very difficult to quantify. It's very difficult to put your finger on the pulse and say, aha, that's what it is that's different from everything else, because it's not any one thing. It's all the things together.
Yeah, see, that's the part that's been I'd actually come on this program and I would be tongue-tied because I was like, man, I don't know what it is. Because after I had a little bit of time and I guess my subconscious work on it a little bit, you always have this, and I've seen it before, and Bobby, I know you have too, in the early days when we were doing all this stuff, where yeah. you'd have this extremist and paranoid mindset or what people thought were, or you would have the expos or whatever, and the guys would go in there, they do the guy things, and then the ladies just kind of meander around. There's nothing for them. And
yeah. Or the kids.
Yeah, exactly. There may have been a little bit more for kids than there were for ladies, but man, I was just blown away at how y'all are able to bridge the gap, because having been to so many of these shows, you know, in so many different places, nobody else has got this nut cracked except for Midwest Prepare. And I mean nobody, at least nobody I've ever seen, where you guys are able to put in all the fun. You know, if a guy wants to go over here and hang out with the buddies and do whatever, okay, he can do that. If the lady wants to go out here and hang out with the ladies, or everybody gets together and hang out around the fire, it's all cool. There's no drama, at least not that I've ever seen. And it just, man, you guys have got a formula that seriously works, man. If you can bottle this up, I mean, you'd make a fortune, honestly, because I think
snake oil for all of your infirmities, all your infirmities.
Rub it on your elbow, cures rheumatoid arthritis.
Good for the constitution.
Billy, we have an amazing team of people, man. We have seriously legit. We have an amazing, absolutely amazing group of individuals who put their differences aside to come out and put on this amazing event for people to come out and again partake in this wonderful experience called life together. We're doing first person, you know, real world stuff together. We're not sitting in the background being NPCs and saying, man, I really wish I could do what them people are doing. We're doing it, and you can too.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Is my son anywhere near there?
No, he won't be here till about 7 o'clock our time. The rental car place was late getting his vehicle.
Oh, how about that?
I know. Yeah. I was wanting to get him to come and poke his head in because I figured it'd be a great father-son moment at the yeah. most family-friendly prepper event in the world.
He's going to poke his head in right here in the corner.
Yeah. How you doing? Right above the arc over there or right around it or something. Yeah.
That'd yeah. Be-
so, yeah, no, he won't be here till 7.
Well, do you guys still do the, I know you can't call the giveaway or the raffle. You can't call it a raffle yeah. in Kansas.
Right. We do the giveaway. Yep. And to mirror what we do for the adults, Christy has started doing a full giveaway for the kids, and we actually have it go first because the kids come first. So all these kids come up here. Cool. We turn the mic over to Christy. She gives away all her stuff, gets those kids all rambunctious and wired up on cocaine and Mountain Dew, sends them off, and then we give all the stuff to the adults. So, yeah, that's actually the one primary way that
– we don't give them cocaine.
Pixie sticks. Let's talk about pixie sticks. So
it's Red Dye 40.
Red Dye number – we can't get that anymore. But no, the only way we really make the money to purchase the campground and the tent and – the radios we have, the vest, the primary way we do this is guy. I mean, like you are a permanent sponsor of Midwest Preparedness. And twice a year, you send me a box with some bone sauce and some comfrey salve and some autograph books. And we throw that up on the shelf and people can purchase opportunity tickets. They're $5 a piece or 5 for $20, I believe. Yep. And then every night on Friday and Saturday, the kids come out. Christy gives away a bunch of kids stuff. I come out and I give away a bunch of adult stuff. And the kids half the time are buying tickets to the adult stuff too.
Yep. Billy, we had people fighting over your son's certificate to come do a walkthrough on their land. Like grown ass men were like.
Yeah. Yeah. One of our local guys won that last time. Your son gives us that, you know, that permaculture where he'll come out. He came back out to Kansas like several months later. You remember Pete? He used to run the expo with me. He's the one who won. And so we actually got Patrick went out to the property with Pete and William and did some filming. And we have a video up on of him coming back to Kansas and doing another walkthrough. He's giving us one of those again. So, yeah, that's in the giveaway on Saturday.
Somebody's going to win that. Somebody's going to be ultra happy with it.
Man, I guarantee you. Well, he's exceptional at what he does. And, you know, I can't do it, or at least I won't do it. But he's really, really good at – you know, consultation. That's why he is the permaculture consultant. That's so, right. Man, that's cool. I mean, I'll tell you what, these giveaways are just, that's worth, I can't even believe some of the stuff you guys are giving away. And, man, the price point is fantastic. So it's kind of cool. I didn't win crap.
You won love and friendship.
You won Bobby. That's what you won. This is your prize.
I didn't win anything, bro. I put $50 in the pot and I didn't get anything.
All the rookie numbers. You got to pump them numbers up, Billy.
No, man. You know, it's like any auction, man. You'll see people go in there and spend three times for an item. You know, anyway, yeah. it's a good cause, and you know, it's cool to break bread and something like, actually, I think I spent more like 100. Anyway, I was missing $100 unless one of you guys fleeced me or something. I didn't know about it. So
what happens in Kansas stays in Kansas unless Billy talks about it on the Pimpcast.
No, man, you guys are you guys and gals are doing some really, really awesome stuff out there. So what else would you like to, I know we're coming to a close here. So what else would you like to leave the audience with, gentlemen and lady?
You go first.
Just come out and see us, guys. Like, again, they're the barrier to entry is so low. We try to keep the price point as low as possible. I don't know how much more free it can get other than, again, giving of your time and your talent and your treasure to just be a part of this fellowship, be a part of this circle, be a part of this amazing community. Because again, you're going to find someone out here that you're going to set up your tent next to and find out they live right down the road from you, or they live right on the other side of town, or you've got something in common with this family that you had no idea you worked in the same community. So just come on out, see it. You'll I promise you, you will find someone here that is just like you.
Christy, what's your final word?
I'm not sure, really. Same thing. Just come and see. Come,
well, Chris, you're doing, you know what? It gives me such joy to know you're doing what you're doing, because honestly, the only worthwhile thing any of us are going to leave by on this planet is not going to be all the food forests I put in. It's not going to be the animals I raised. It's not going to be all the butchery classes I taught. It's not going to be the trips I took. It's not going to be any of those things. The most worthwhile thing all of us are going to leave behind is our progeny, is our kids.
Amen. The legacy we leave.
Exactly. And you're doing yeoman's work out there. So, you know, hat tip from me and I'm sure everybody else out there, because you seem to me a very selfless person and I love selfless people. So, hat tip.
We love you too, Christy.
Aww, you guys are so sweet.
Yeah, I guess.
Thank you, Billy.
Yep. I guess my final word is, as I always say, every decision is an economic decision. Economic doesn't mean just money. It means your time, your talent, and your resources. So come spend some of your time. Make the best economic decision you can this week and come out to Midwest Preparedness Project's Fall Festival.
You won't be disappointed.
Now, one more time, tell everybody where they can find you. I know that's like time number four, but hey, folks, I guarantee somebody's going to email and say, where is this going on? So go ahead and tell them one last time, and just in case they just tuned in.
Go to www.midwestpreparednessproject.com. Click on that link. Go to our website. It's right there. There's an RSVP. It's so easy. There's a Google map embedded on the page. You just click on the little thing that says, take me there, and boom, off you go.
Bam.
Clinton Lake, Rockhaven Equestrian Park at Clinton Lake, halfway between Topeka and Lawrence, south of I-70. Yep. Very easy.
Come out and see us. Come out and see our awesome friend Rebecca with Red Flyer Media, who does all of the wonders of science and makes us look cool on camera. Come see all of our cool friends. And make some of your own.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, hey, as always, it was a joy to have y'all on here. This will go out hot tonight. I think Michelle will get hot on that. Hey folks, this is what I'm talking about. This is the kind of community we got to start working on, and this is how you do it. And we get some of the best on here to talk about this very thing. And if there's anybody on this earth that does it better than Midwest Preparedness in terms of how to build community, friendly community, wonderful community. And if there's anybody that does it better than them in terms of community, I don't know who that is. I guarantee you're going to go out there. You're going to have a fantastic time. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for checking us out tonight. Hat tip to everybody in the chat and everybody out there. Till next time, stay alert, stay alive. Wisdom from Solomon, permaculture dream. Let the ideas unfold. I'm grooving with the truth, truth, truth. Feeling anxious, boo, boo, boo. Who's got the answers? All we need to do. Listen to the earth, they've got
end. From the smallest sprout to the harmony begin in the cycle of life. For the magic's alive. Tune it to the beat. Feel the fire and thrive. So much grease.